You're listening to SBS News.
Oh, these are great. These are good couches. Yeah. Awesome.
Manuela Whitford and her husband Daryl are loading a van with donated goods. The furniture and other items are heading to what they call sanctuaries to help resettle families escaping domestic violence.
The volunteers come into our warehouse and they put the packs together. So they'll put a bathroom pack that's specific for the family needs. And then they also put a kitchen pack together, a laundry pack and a linen pack.
Manuela's charity is called Friends with Dignity and was founded in 2015. So far, it has helped to furnish almost 700 homes for those starting over.
The last 2 weeks, I would say, we've been inundated with requests, and it is either for tangible items or monetary financial assistance. But in the last week, we've actually assisted in putting 5 homes together.
Manuela is herself no stranger to violence. She fled to Australia after a violent assault in 2009. It happened on her way to work, on a public street in her homeland of South Africa.
They were verbally abusive. They pushed me to the ground. I had bruising, quite severe bruising and swelling on my arms. I totally felt alone, even though I was surrounded by so many people. Not one person reached out and helped me. That time that I really made the conscious decision that I wasn't really going to be a bystander. If I did know about violence or anything like that, I would stand up and help that person.
While working in Queensland's prison system, the trained nurse noticed a link between repeat offenders and family violence.
In talking to individuals and to groups, I think the common conversation was that abuse, whether they were the person committing the abuse or the recipient. The common talk was that family abuse and violence within the home.
Manuela's charity, Friends with Dignity, is based in the Brisbane suburb of Meadowbrook, near Logan. The area is among many reporting an increase in abuse of all kinds since the pandemic hit. Domestic violence advocate Hayley Foster, the CEO of Full Stop Australia, explains.
It is a national crisis and it has been compounded by the pandemic, such that the United Nations High Commissioner was calling it the shadow pandemic. And that is because we still have women and children dying every week in this country. Most Australians would be surprised to know how prevalent it actually is. You know, we're looking at 1 in 3 women have experienced some form of physical violence. 1 in 5 women have experienced sexual violence. And those rates for men, 1 in 2 men will experience physical violence and 1 in 20 will experience sexual violence.
66-year-old Mary Page fled an abusive situation with her 3 young children back in the 1990s and is now volunteering at Friends with Dignity. She knows how hard it is to start over.
My heart goes out to them a lot because I know I've been there and I know what it's like. It just makes me feel like I'm doing such a good thing for someone who is in very big need.
Mary is among Friends with Dignity's 150 registered volunteers in southeast Queensland, New South Wales, and Western Australia. The charity has so far delivered $8 million worth of goods. Mary knows firsthand how donations can change lives.
Once they walk into their house with a support worker, they are so teary, amazed. If there was a service like this 30 odd years ago, it would have helped me a lot, especially with the children as well, being so young.
Right across Australia, more donations are needed, with most services reporting an increase in the severity and prevalence of domestic violence cases since the pandemic hit, as Hayley Foster explains.
First Nations people, people with disability, particularly people with intellectual disability, are at higher risk. People who speak another language than English at home or maybe on a precarious visa situation. Anybody who might be in, I guess, a lesser position of power are going to be at higher risk.
Hayley Foster says we can all play a part by supporting those experiencing domestic violence.
You can donate to a charity that is doing this work. You can stand up and speak out when you see sexist or misogynistic comments or behaviour. You can actually speak up and just be there to support people and point them to the services that are available.
As a survivor, Mary Page has this advice for anyone at risk.
Get out. No matter how hard it is and frightened that they are, that what they're doing, they need to get out.
Francesca DiNuccio, SBS News.